Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Schus, for Refuah Shleima, for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir, Daf Chaf Beis. We will begin by Ezra Shem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph at the Taper Amid Toshma. We've been in the middle of a discussion in the Gemara how the halacha views when a husband is made for the nether of his wife. Is it Baal Meyakar Akar? Does the husband completely uproot the nether, nullify the nether from its very inception? Or is the husband Megas Gaius? What he has the ability to do is nullify the nether as it moves forward, but not to be able to uproot it as if it was never said, like, as we've learned so many times, what hataras chachem, when a chachem is mata and nether, that's what is accomplished. So the Gemara Toshma, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Heisha shenadir b'nazir." If a woman accepted upon herself naziris v'nitmas, and she became tamei, and as we have often discussed, when a nazir becomes tamei, their obligation is to first, of course, purify themselves, and after they purify themselves, they have to bring three kabbonis. They have to bring an oilas oif, a chattas oif, and an ayil la'osham. V'aka chef la'bala. And then her husband was made for the nether. So now the question is, she had designated her kabbonis. And once she had designated her kabbonis, she presumably has to bring them. But now the question is that what happened was that the husband was made for the nether. The halacha is, mevi chatasayif, she still brings the chatasayif that she had designated, then mevi eilasayif, but she doesn't bring the eilasayif. Ask the Gemara, v'salkadatach, if we're going to say that what a husband accomplishes when he's made for the nether, that Baal Megas Gaius, that he makes the nether only not workable, moving forward. He nullifies the nether only moving forward, but not retroactively. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. So she became chayiv in all the kabbonis. If she became chayiv in all the kabbonis, why doesn't she have to also bring the oil saif? Because we're saying, presumably, says the Gemara, that she has to bring the oil saif because the chata saif, because she was in the zira for some period of time. So if you have to bring the oil aside because she was in the zira for some period of time, that should make that she should also have to bring the oil aside because she was in the zira for some period of time. So now the Rishonim discuss that our Gemara asked that if she has to bring the chata saif, she should also have to bring the oil aside. Why doesn't the Gemara also discuss what would be the asham? So many Rishonim are of the opinion that the Gemara's question is also regarding the Asham. So why did the Gemara decide to discuss that? Why did the Gemara pick to speak about the Oil Sa'if, not about the Chata Sa'if? So Tosfos says, because the Chata Sa'if and Oil Sa'if are mentioned in the same Pasuk. So since they're mentioned in the same Pasuk, the Gemara's question, of course, is that whatever should be the Halacha, whatever is the Halacha of the Chata Sa'if, or to be the halacha on the oil saif. But yes, the Gemara could have asked the same question regarding the carbon asham. There are, however, that say that the asham halacha is not brought, and the carbon asham is only brought when the person is going to begin a new set of naziris. In other words, we also know that what happens when a nazir becomes tamei, besides the purification process, the paraduma process that they have to go through, they also have to bring kabbonis. And after they bring the kabbonis, all the days of naziris that they observed are forfeited, and then they bring a new carbon, and then they start again. So there's some rishonim that suggest that the only reason that the asham is brought is in order to begin the new naziris. But this woman certainly is not going to begin a new naziris. The only question is, what did the husband accomplish with his hafara? But certainly she's not going to begin a new Naziris. And since the Asham is brought only as part of the bringing the new Naziris, because, so then that would never be a question. Since she's not going to begin bringing a new Naziris, then the halacha is that she doesn't have to bring it. Ella Mai, says the Gemara, why are you going to suggest? The fact that we see that she doesn't bring the oilus oif is an indication that me'ekar ochr, that what the husband accomplished when he was made for the nether, is that he nullified it as if it never existed. If that's what he accomplished, ask the Gemara, so then chatas oif namuletesi. She shouldn't have to bring a chatas oif. She was never in the zira. If she was never in the zira, she shouldn't have to bring that either. Answers the Gemara hachnami. Indeed, technically, she should not bring have to bring the chatas oif. Hamani, but this brisa that does say that she brings the chatas oif is reflecting the opinion of Rav Elazar Kfarvi that says the Tanya, Rav Elazar Kfar Beribi Oimer, Ma Tam Loimer, what is the pasuk when it speaks about a nozzle that became tamei, say v'chita la mashachata ala nefesh? The question is, v'chi be'ezer nefesh chataze, what aveira did the nozzle do? El menesha tzir atzma menayayin, because he withheld himself from drinking wine, which, as we discussed in previous shiur, is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity to drink and wine. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to do, we're supposed to take advantage. And this person held himself back. And he's she's bringing the Chayilas Oif because of that Aveira. The Chatas Oif of that Aveira. And comments Rav Elazar Kfar. We can't we make here an incredible kavachomer. We think about the nazir. The only thing that the nazir held himself back is from drinking wine. Yet the Torah nikra chayta. The Torah calls him balavera. So certainly, one who withholds himself from everything, alachs kavachama, is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So now the Gemara is learning that actually, the husband is me'ekar the nether. The halacha, however, is that the reality is she was observing the zeris until the husband was made for the nether. And since the husband was made for the nether, she was observing the zeris, which, as Rabbi Elazar is teaching us, is a negative. That's why the Torah tells she bring the oilus oif. Of course, the halacha is that this is only because she already designated the chatas oif. Certainly, had she not designated the chatas oif, and the reality is the husband was nullified the nether, and we're learning now that the nether is me'akar akar. What the husband does is that he nullifies the nether as if it never took place. So then the halacha, even Rabbi Elazar Kfar, everybody would agree that she shouldn't designate at this point a chatas oif. It's only because the chatas oif was already designated. And also, as we learned in our previous shiurim, the chatas oif is a carbon that's an interesting carbon. It's a chatas oif is a carbon that's brought ala sofik. Normally, the halach is, as we've learned many times, if somebody has a sofik, if they have a question, if they're obligated to bring a carbon, they don't bring the carbon. Because if they're going to bring the carbon that they're not obligated to bring, it's going to end up being that they're bringing chul in lazara, a carbon that they're not supposed to bring to lazara. But this chatas oif is an exception. And was, as we said, where do we see that it's an exception? The halach is that a yoledes brings a chatas oif. And if a woman had a baby and she's not certain if she is, and the baby unfortunately passed away, and she's not certain, is she chayiv the carbon of yoledes? Is she not chayiv the carbon of yoledes? The halach is that she should bring the chatas oif misafik. So we see the chatas oif is a unique type of carbon. Moreover, the Rishonim point out that even though the Gemara now is explaining that she brings the chatas oif, and why she brings the chatas oif, and when she brings the chatas oif, still the halacha is, it's brought, but it's not eaten. Normally, of course, a chatas oif is eaten by the Kohanim. This chatas oif will not be eaten by the Kohanim. So, our Gemara is teaching us that a person, Rav Elazar Kfar's concept is that a person is not allowed to take on themselves something which will cause them pain. The Mesilas Yesharim, however, speaks about this. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Lo yoma adam, the person, the Rambam says, should not say, Hoyel v'kinev ha'tayv v'kovid, u'kuyotz bem, jealousy, wanting something that you're not supposed to want, looking for honor, all of them are derech rohein, u'metzines adam and oylam, efresh mehem b'yoyser. So since all of these are such terrible traits, I will separate myself. Lo yechel basar, I won't eat meat, lo yesh deyayin, I won't drink I won't get married. No, I won't have a nice home. No, I won't wear nice clothing. Ugly, uncomfortable clothing. Says the Rambam, that is not the way, that's the wrong way. And one should not go on that way. And somebody says the Rambam, somebody who follows such a path, nikra chayta. The Mesilas Yesharim, however, asks that Shlomo HaMelech says hevel havolim, that there's so much waste in this world, and that a person should try to avoid connecting themselves to that type of life. So how do we reconcile our Gemara? How do we reconcile the words of the Rambam with that approach? He says that a person has to look at what he needs to have. What he needs to have, then a person should take and enjoy. A person is here to live and enjoy what he's supposed to have, and not put himself into a situation of pain or put himself into a situation of yisurim. However, with that having been said, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that a person should recognize that what's necessary he should have, and what's not necessary he should separate himself from. Another approach that we've quoted earlier is that maybe both approaches should be thought about. On one hand, a person should separate themselves, being tzirat mayim, a person who is holding themselves back for something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you can enjoy, is doing the wrong thing. On the other hand, we could suggest that he's maybe doing the right thing. And it's a combination. And that's why Rabbi Elazar Kfar is saying, one has to recognize there's plus and minus in everything. So the Gemara, again, goes back to the question that we began the shiur with. When a husband is mefer the nedarim of a wife, how does the halacha view what just happened here? Tashma, the Tanya, the Hedya, the Brisa says explicitly, a woman who took upon herself a Naziris, and then her other woman heard her saying it, and she says, I'm going to be like you. And then the first Naziris was nullified by the first woman's husband, Himateris. She becomes Mutter, her Naziris is released, because her husband was made for the Naziris. The Chaverta Asura, however, the other woman remains a Nazira, says the Gemara. Shema Mina, this is clearly a proof that Baal Megas Gaius, that the husband only nullifies moving forward. And that's why we could understand why the other woman who connected her Naziris to the first woman's Naziris still will remain a Nazira. Because the original Naziris still stood. That original Naziris that was undertaken is still standing. It's only nullified going further. Because if we were going to say that what the husband does is that me'ekar akar, he retroactively nullifies the Naziris as if it never took place, then there's no Naziris that the second one connected itself to. And since there's no Naziris that the woman connected herself to, the second woman ought also not to be a Nazira. The fact that the Brisa says that she remains a Naziris, that is a proof that Baal only Megas Gaius, not Mekar Akar. So of course, the Rishonim make a very interesting point. In our previous shiur, the Gemara proved that me'ekar elker, that the husband is me'akar the Naziris. In our shiur, we're proving that the Baal is Megas Gaius. So how do we reconcile these two approaches? So some want to say that actually there's a machloikas between the brises, and not only is there a machloikas between the brises, but the brisa that says that me'ekar elker is reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Kfar. And Tosfos says this pshat, that since it represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Kfar, and Rabbi Elazar Kfar's opinion is that a nazir is a chayta, as we just learned, that somebody who takes upon themselves naziris is doing an avera. So a husband does not want that his wife should be a person who's doing an avera. And therefore, when the husband is made for the naziris, he's made for it, me'ekar elker, as if she never was a nazira, and that's how the husband avoids his wife from having done an avera. Our braisa that says only that the husband is megas gaius, only moving forward, is following the opinion of chachamim, who haven't expressed that the naziris is an avera. So even though the woman took upon herself a naziris, that naziris is not necessarily such a terrible thing. And since it's not such a terrible thing, yes, the Torah gave the husband the right to be made for the neder. And since the Torah has the right to be made for the neder, then moving forward, but not to the degree that he completely uproots it. There are other Rishonim, the Rosh, however, say that our Gemara actually represents that the Gemara is retracting. That the previous shear, indeed, the Gemara said, me'ekar elker, but our shear, the Gemara is reviewing this all over again, and now the Gemara is saying that it's not me'ekar elker, it's megas gaius. Rav Shimon, continuing this braisa, says, Rav Shimon says, im amar Allah, hareni k'maisech, but when if the second woman was speaking again about the second woman who connected her naziris to the first woman, and then that first woman's naziris was Mufar by a husband, when the second woman had undertaken the naziris, the way she expressed herself was hareni kamaisech, that I want to be like you. So now if the first woman's naziris is falls away, then the halacha is the second naziris falls away as well, shtei mutaris. Tosfos explains that Rav Shimon is not arguing on the Tanna Kamma. Rav Shimon is explaining that even though the Tanna Kamma gave us a situation where the first woman's naziris will fall away and not the second woman's naziris, Rav Shimon is not coming to argue on the Tanna Kamma. He's qualifying the Tanna Kamma. And he's saying that it depends how the second woman accepted the naziris upon herself. However, Rabbeinu Peretz says that it's not true. Rav Shimon is actually arguing on the Tanna Kamma. And he says the Tanna Kamma says, will hold, that even if the second woman explicitly said, hareini k'maisech, the halacha is that that doesn't make a difference. She accepted upon herself the naziris when the first woman was a nazira, and that stands even though the second woman's nazira was mufar. Says the Gemara, Mabarei, Hi, this din that the second woman is connecting her naziris to the first woman, and therefore, even if the first woman's naziris was a mufar, it has nothing to do with the second woman, and therefore the second woman, certainly in the case that the Tanna Kamma discussed, will remain in the zero, says the Gemara, Haina de Rami Bachama. Actually, it's connected to a question that we spoke extensively about in Masechet Nedarim, a question of Rami Bachama. Because as we learned in Masechet Nedarim, the boy Rami Bachama, Gemara Masechet Nedarim Dafur Aleph, boy Rami Bachama, if somebody said, Harei Eli, that he's taking upon himself that a certain food, fruits, should be to him, Kibasar Zevach Shlomim, like the meat of a carbon Shlomim, Mahu. So now Rami Bachama asked a fundamental question. How is that declaration viewed? Kimatvas inish dekramatvas. When a person said that he wants to make it like a carbon shlomim, what does he mean when he says a carbon shlomim? Does it mean a carbon shlomim how it is before we did this rikas adam of the carbon shlomim, which of course is a carbon and is asr? Or dilma, Or maybe what he means besunan amatris. He means that the carbon shlomim has a looks after it was zrik sadam. That the halacha is that after the zrik sadam takes place, one is allowed to eat the carbon shlomim. If that's the case, if you're saying that this food that's in front of you now should be like the carbon shlomim, so that carbon shlomim after the zrik sadam is mutter b'achila, and therefore the nether would not be a proper articulation of a nether, because you're not being matvis, you're not connecting it to something which is osur. So Mazutra now is commenting that question that Rami Bachama posed, we could connect to the question that we just spoke about. Because we just said that if a woman took upon herself Naziris, and the next woman said Vani, and then the husband of the first woman was Bafer, his wife's Naziris, the halach is that the second woman remains a Nazira. So what do we see from here? That when the second woman connected herself to the first woman, she meant as the Naziris will look at the beginning, at the outset, before it was Mufar, and not how it looks at the end, after the husband was Mefid and Naziris. So here too, it's by Karm Shlomim, when the person is Matvis in the Karm Shlomim, he's obviously being Matvis on the original Naziris, not on the original shlomim, not on the carbon, not on the shlomim as it looks after the zrik sadam of the carbon shlomim. Ask the Gemara, mi dummy, how can we connect these two cases? Hosom, in the case where somebody connected a food to the basar shlomim, hosom kimin dom aray like a basar zavuk shlomim. He stated aray like a basar zavuk shlomim. The afkav del achshin zrik domim, that even though after the zrik sadam, the loch is that matzah ochalei b'chutz, the carbon shlomim can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Migdash kaddish, it still has kedush in it. For example, the halacha is that it could only be eaten for shnei yom v'lay lechet, for 2 days and one night. Moreover, it can't be eaten b'tumma. So it still retains a level of kedusha. Aval hocha, here, if we're going to, so even if we'll say that betzinna kamatvis, when the person says that this food should be like a shlomim, and we're going to say that what was meant when it was said that it should be like a shlomim, it means like a shlomim after the zrikas adam, a shlomim after the zrikas adam still has a level of kedusha. However, hocha isak data betzinna kamatvis, if we're going to say that when one woman connects a naziris to the first woman's naziris, we're saying she means the original naziris. The Naziris after the husband was Mefid in Naziris, Heifilabala, the husband was Mefid in Naziris, and the Naziris that was nullified by the husband is nothing. Ikademri, but there are those, so Mazutra says that these two subjects do not travel together. However, Ikademri, there are those that actually say that absolutely, that we whatever will be the halacha in our Gemara will be the halacha in the case that Rami Bachama discussed as well. A woman said, "Hareini Nazira." A woman took upon herself a Naziris and says the Gemara of Amrala, "Hareini Nazira b'kavayich," and her friend heard her make this declaration, and she says, "I am going to follow your pattern. I'm going to follow your behavior." And then the husband of the first woman was Mefid in Naziris. So the question is the second woman still in Nazira or not? And the Gemara explains itself. Hareini kvayich b'kula malsa. Is she saying, I'm going to duplicate you. I'm going to be like you completely. And therefore, if you're not in Nazira, I too will not be in Nazira, v'sharia, and therefore she won't be in Nazira. Adilma, or maybe what she meant to say was that I want to be like you are before your husband was Mefid in Naziris. So even though the first woman is no longer in Nazira because her husband was Mefid at Naziris, but that doesn't have anything to do with the second woman, and the second woman will be Asira. She'll still be also as a Nazira. Says the Gemara, Toshma. The Gemara attempts to answer this question from what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that our Mishnah, Yishe Shenadir Benazir, the Shavu Ba'al of Amavani, the halacha is any yochel hafer. If the woman, if a wife accepted upon herself a nazirus, and her husband said vani, the halacha is that the husband cannot be made for the nazirus, because, as we've learned previously, if the husband is made for the nazirus, what's going to happen is that not only will his wife's nazirus collapse, his nazirus will collapse as well. And what that essentially is saying is that he, by doing this act of hafara, is being matir his own nazirus. And we learned the Torah says lo yachal devaroi, and Chazal darshan from that pasuk who ain't a meichel, a person does not have the ability to undo his own neder. Avlacherem meichlam loy, only others could do his own neder. But in the case that we are now discussing, what's really happening is that not only is he being made for the nether of his wife, he's also being made for or matter his own nether. And since that is halachically impermissible, the halacha is that Mishnah is saying that that can't work. Now, says the Gemara, to answer the question that we began with, if we're going to suggest that when a woman says to the first, when a second woman says to the first woman who took upon herself a naziris, Hareini b'kfayich, I'm going to follow you, and we're going to say, what does that mean? Bikra kamatvis, that she's accepting what she took upon herself, the original naziris, not what happens later, that her husband was made for it. So then the question is, why, when the husband is made for the naziris of his wife, does it have to affect him? Leifel oladido, let him say to his wife, I'm being made for your nazirus, v'leikim the day, but I'm going to remain a nazir. Elav shmamina. Why is that not an option? Because obviously, says the Gemara, when one is matris in somebody else's nazirus, what they're doing is, bekula the mils of the matris. They're completely connecting themselves to the first person's nazirus. V'lkach, who do I matzah mefer? He can't be mefer because of the special, because he connected himself to her naziris. And if he's going to be made for her naziris, he's also being matter his own nether, which, as we learned, is halachically impermissible. Haisha, so we see from here that the same halacha would be, Domra, if the second woman said, Hareini be'ikvaich, the halacha is, he nami materis, because the second woman is completely connecting herself to the first woman, and if the first woman will not be in the zero anymore, so too the second woman will no longer be in the zero. Says the Gemara Loi, that is not necessarily a correct argument. Rather, we could say, Loi l'mikra k'matris, when somebody connects it himself, them connecting to the essential naziris. And therefore, even if the first naziris falls, the second naziris could still remain. Vacha. So why in this case is it different? Kiven deloi amalavani. The case of our Mishnah should be understood differently, says the Gemara. Once the wife accepted upon herself a naziris, and the husband's reaction was vani, what Vani accomplishes is Ka'omer Kaim L'chidomi. It's what he's saying here is that I am being Mekayim your Naziris. And we know that once a husband confirms a Neder or a Naziris that his wife makes, it affects him as well, that if that Neder can never be Mufar, that Naziris can be Mufar. And therefore, says the Gemara, that indeed, in Mitchla Kamasa, if he will now go and be matter that akoma, because as we learned in Masechet Nedarim, just like a husband can be made for the hakoma, then can be matter a neder. Anybody can be matter a neder. You could also be matter hakoma, and you can be matter any akoma, the akoma of any neder, including the akoma of a naziris. So that's when, if the husband will be matter that hakoma, he can be made for the naziris of the wife. It won't have anything to do with his naziris. V'loi, loi. So, it's not necessarily a proof. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said to his wife, Hareini nazir va'at, if somebody said to his wife, I'm a nazir, what about you? V'amre eina, amen, and she said, amen, that she indeed agrees to be in the zero. Mefer shalah, the halacha is that her naziris, he can be mefer, but shaloi kaim, his nazir stands. V'mini, ask the Gemara, there's another braisa. The Brisa says Harein Nazir Va'at Vamri Amein Shnei Masurim. That the halacha is you can't be made for the Naziris. Memlaf, but if she didn't say Amein Shnei Mutarim, the halacha is neither is a Nazir. Neishatoli Nidra Benidroi. What he meant to say is that he only wants his Naziris to be effective if she will be a Nazira. And if she's not a Nazir, he doesn't want to be a Nazir. How do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Brisa? Our Brisa says that his Naziris will always stand, and her Naziris, it depends if she said Amen or not. There, it says that if she said Amen, then they're both, and if not, not. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, indeed, we have to modify the words of that Brisa and say, Mefeshaloi, the halacha is like it was in our Mishnah, that even though she said Amen, he can be made for her Naziris, but Shaloi Kayim, his Naziris will stay, even though he was made for her Naziris. We could retain the girsa of that Brisa. The Brisa is Kikoyim to Kambalah, Reini, Nazir, Va'at. There's a difference how the Va'at was expressed, says the Gemara. If the at was expressed as a statement, or if the at was expressed as a question. The Brisa says Abaya is referring to a situation where the at was expressed as a declaration. And what he meant to say is, I will be a Nazir, imgam ati in the zero. If you also will be in the zero, So what he's saying is that I want the two Naziris in to travel together. And if you're going to be in the Nazira, I too will be a Nazir. And if you're not going to be a Nazira, then I don't want to be a Nazira either. However, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, Masnisin Kedoyin the Amalei, Harenian Nazir. The person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. That's a fact. And now he asked, Vatmai, and what about you? He turns to his wife. Do you too want to be a Nazira? And she answers whatever she answers. But he didn't connect his Naziris to her Naziris. And therefore, since he didn't connect his Naziris to her Naziris, the halacha is that Mefeshaloi, even if she did undertake the Naziris, he could still be made for it. And it has nothing to do, with him, the Shloi Kayim, his Naziris will be fine. So the Karen Ira makes a very interesting observation. He says, in a case where somebody says Hareini Nazir, Va'at, so isn't he being mad to his own Naziris? We've been learning throughout our Shurim, we mentioned a few moments ago, that a person can't be mad to his own nether. Isn't this a situation of being mad to your own nether? Because if she doesn't agree, then his nether will not be a valid nether. So the Karen Ira says that this is to be viewed like a Tanai. And the Chazon Yecheskel says this also, that we've learned many times in our Shurim that a person could undertake Naziris with a Tanai. And this, they explain, will be considered as if he's saying, I'm prepared to be a Nazir, but with the condition that I'm only prepared to be a Nazir if my wife is going to be a Nazira. In such a case, that is a Tanai in the acceptance of the Naziris, which is something very much that we learned is halachically acceptable.